Every one of the readings and even the psalm today are replete with so much meaning. And yet, it's going to take all the time we have to go through the Genesis text. So we're going to go there. Next time this cycle comes around, we'll do the psalm and the gospel. You may remember the last line of the text yesterday. Now the man and his wife were naked, and they felt no shame with each other. And the word there, I'm just trying to point these things out because the artistry by which this tragedy is portrayed, the one we live through, sin, sickness, enemies, fear, you see, starts here. They were arumim. But there's another word, arum. Sounds almost like it, looks almost like it, but it means to be cunning or crafty. So they were arumim. Now it starts off, now the serpent is more arum than any of the other animals the Lord God had made. Very crafty. Second thing to realize, the Lord God made him. He's not out of God's control. Ever. The serpent asked the woman, So God told you not to eat of the trees in the garden. Now, this is a lesson in sin. She should have called out, Adam, come, let's pray. This serpent is tempting me to sin. But she decides she's going to discuss this with him. She's going to prove him wrong. She's going to defend God. Also, as you see, she's quite attracted to what he said. This is our sin. This is the way we are. Sin is always a lack of trust in God. Don't believe him. We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. It is only about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden. Now look what she says. You shall not eat it or even touch it, lest you die. He never said you couldn't touch it. He said you couldn't eat it. But you see, we make little laws to protect the big laws. If you're not going to touch it, you're not going to eat it. And she says, lest you die. God didn't say, lest you die. He said, mot tamut, you will surely die. She wants a little bit of a crack in the contract. You might die. Do you see already how we're weakened? We're not really saying what God said. Nor is she. You see? You shall not eat it, or even touch it. Now she's making it more severe than God. And lest you die, making it less severe than God. It makes a little bit of room to operate here. You see? This is one of the most refined analyses of sin anywhere, including the Bible. The serpent said to the woman, lo mot tamut. Lo in Hebrew means no. God said, mot tamut, you will die the death. He says, lo mot tamut. Flatly contradicts God. Her last chance. She should know who he is now. He's a liar. And he takes to himself to interpret God's word. But more than that, you see, God knows well that the moment you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like gods, knowing good and evil. You will do what you want and you will say whether it is good or evil. Yada tov vara. You see, God's jealous. He's holding something back on you. This is the way we are. Whether it's anger or lust or greed, or you see, God, there's no reason why I can't have this. You see, God's jealous. He knows that your eyes will be opened and you'll be like gods, knowing good and evil. You will determine. And now, the interior temptation. She saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes and enticing to make one wise. Concupiscence of the flesh, concupiscence of the eyes, and the pride of life. All out attack. Pleasing to the eyes, desirable for gaining wisdom. Desirable, enticing, really, the text. Enticing to make one wise. You'll know everything. He will know how to split an atom. You will know how to make infants in the test tube. You will know everything. And you will be master. Which is where our world is, because we don't have any need for God. We can do it ourselves. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was at her side. It's the first time we know that Adam's there. See? Then the eyes of both of them were opened, so that they would be arum, cunning, or wise. No. They see that they're arumim, naked, vulnerable. And that unveiled communication between them is cut by sin. And so, shame. The two basic effects of sin are shame and fear. God never wanted us to live that way. And when you see a saint, you see the whole process in the power of the blood of Christ renewed. You see? Shame. Their eyes were open. And they saw, you see, they're naked. They're vulnerable. Their instincts are out of control. In the Orthodox tradition, the Holy Spirit left them this moment. It was He who gave them these gifts of authority over their bodies, over their minds, over their life, so they could imitate God and love each other and rule the world. And they covered themselves. Now, as I say, this is so artistic. They heard the kol of Adonai Elohim moving about in the garden. Heard the sound. Heard the voice. To hear the voice of God means to obey, right? They hear the voice and they hide. Fear. Shame and fear. You see? They hid themselves among the trees of the garden. Like they're going to hide from God. They're so wise. Look how stupid they have become. Tomorrow, we'll have the court proceedings. Because you did this, because you did this, because... And this explains life. The woman's glory is to give birth. Now that'll be in pain. The privilege is not taken away. The man's glory is to direct this universe for the good of his family, for the good of mankind. Now it will resist him. Didn't take it away. And our resistance and our experience of resistance can be a reparation for sin. Now there's more in the mercy of God for tomorrow. But we got to stop. But you see, these people are mystics. They are instructed by God. They weren't there. They don't know when the there was. We've got problems coming from modern history and modern anthropology. Is Adam and Eva, are they the only two? There's all sorts of problems. As the Arabs say, we leave a little work for our children. Ratzinger was hoping to get free from the congregation, CDF, to spend the rest of his life studying the question of original sin. That's what he wanted to do. Now, instead, he's faced with it every day. But can you see, then, the way out? This is Paul, Romans 5. Through the obedience of one, Jesus, all of these things are taken away. Not now, but forever. And all of these things become now our means of sanctification.